I want to talk today about a common way I've seen productivity actually become a problem for some Christians. So when we approach productivity as Christians, we need to first consider our motives. Very often, what differentiates a Christian's work from his unbelieving coworker is not really a question of quality or ability or even output. It's really more of a question of why. What is his reason for doing the work well? What's his motivation? The Christian finds his reason for working hard and being efficient and productive in a desire to please the Lord and to serve other people. Colossians 3:23 through 24 actually addresses this directly. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. Maybe you hear that and you say, yeah, I know all that. Of course, my work is as unto the Lord, not to please people, it's to please God. And so when I show up to my job or taking care of my own kids or even in retirement where I volunteer, I'm doing this stuff because I want to serve the Lord. And we say, yeah, we know that's true. Well, really, we mean we know that that should be true. Because the truth is, it's not always the case for us. As believers, we really do have to admit that often we are tempted to fall back to lesser and self-centered motivations for our work. The reason I show up on Monday isn't to please the Lord, but to please my boss or my clients or my coworkers or my spouse or whoever. Too often, my work is performed from begrudging duty, not joyful service. And really the tough thing with heart sins like this, which is what we're really talking about, this heart sin of working not as unto the Lord, but unto myself. They're hard because they're sneaky. They're invisible. You can't see them. Only I know the smile is fake. Only I know that the only reason I'm doing anything more than bare minimum right now is because I want that raise. And only I know that the reason I jump up from the couch and start pretending to be doing the dishes is because I just heard my spouse pull into the driveway, right? And I'm worried that they're gonna think that I'm being lazy or that I'm not working hard. Right? In those moments, I'm not working as unto the Lord. I'm working for myself. I'm working to please men. And so we got to ask ourselves, where is this coming from? Why is it that I'm so tempted to fall back into this? And I think one good explanation is what we might call the idol of competence. So the idol of competence is that desire to be perceived by others as capable. And it really springs from the belief that my worth is tied to my output. And so this is productivity fueled by shame or by fear. But if we want to be people who do our work in a God-honoring manner, have joy while we're doing it, and truly serve God and our fellow man, we have to disentangle our conception of productivity from the idol of competence. You know, God has designed us to desire reward and affirmation. You even look at the parable of the talents and what happens at the end of it, they are rewarded and affirmed. He says, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful a little, I will set you over much. So he's affirmed with the well done and he's rewarded by being set over much, right? We want that, we're designed to want that. But it's when we seek that reward and that affirmation from people rather than God that our motivations for productivity really go awry. So in my case, you know, I grew up without a father and that meant facing what often felt like an endless stream of embarrassments, right? There were so many just basic things I simply didn't know how to do because no one was there to teach me. I didn't know how to catch a football or catch a fish. I just didn't even know how to act around older men. And even now, as I talk about it, I can remember the smirks and the raised eyebrows and sort of the dismissive words, all these casual indications from both my peers and even adults that I had been judged and found wanting as a man. I wasn't competent. Those experiences of childhood leave a mark, right? They train me to be careful not to let on when I don't know how to do something, right? Fake it till I make it kind of thing. And moreover, they train me to pursue competence really at all costs. I idolize it. I poured myself into trying to be the best at whatever it was I was doing, not because I desired to please God with excellence, but because I feared what people might think if I came up short. And your story might be way different from mine, but a lot of people who are into productivity, this includes Christians, we have some messed up views about work and how that ties to our value as people. And that is a problem we need to deal with. Because when you idolize competence, productivity is like a drug. You begin to obsess over learning how to get more organized, finding more discipline, getting more done. Because if you do that, that means you can become more competent. That means people won't look down on you. Being productive means you can hold all those insecurities at bay because finally you'll be competent. And for some, it's the idol of competence that leads them to being dedicated to exercise or to putting long hours in at work or obsessing over the way they write or any number of things for which they fear they might be judged for lacking in competence. And little by little, without being aware of it, we teach ourselves to sacrifice to the idol of competence at the altar of productivity. But the gospel of Jesus Christ ought to spell the death knell for the idol of competence. If we're united to Jesus Christ by faith, then we know we've already been justified by the highest court in the universe. So who cares what man says about my competence? I've been judged and found sufficient by the only judge who matters, because Christ is sufficient. And so I want to encourage you, the next time you're feeling caught out or made to feel small because of some mistake or inadequacy or whatever, don't let your first instinct be to flee to productivity to try to prove your competence or your worth or your value. Instead, remember that Christ is your competence. And so you don't need to scurry around under the fear that someone might discover that you aren't enough in yourself. Because if you came to Christ, you came naked. You came empty-handed to receive His grace. So why are you living the rest of your life as though your value depends on what you bring to the table? You aren't enough. That's the beauty of the gospel. You're not enough. You can admit it because He is enough on your behalf. And so let me just put it really simply. If you want to smash the idol of competence in your life, your first, only, and ongoing task is to fix your eyes on Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of your faith. And then, instead of working or pursuing productivity from this place of fear of being found wanting, you can live in the peace that comes from being reconciled to God. And it's from that positive motivation, and that motivation alone, that a man or a woman can be truly productive, both in glorifying God and serving His fellow man. And that's all because Christ is your competence. Well, I hope that was encouraging to you. If you want more on productivity from a Christian worldview, go ahead and subscribe to this channel. I also send out a weekly newsletter with encouragement and resources on productivity from a Christian perspective, and you can find a link to that in the description if you want. Thanks for watching, and Lord willing, I will see you again here next week.